Tangents Gaming Podcast. Welcome, everybody. My name's Toby. Today, it's not going to be, you know, a basic topic. Rather, kind of a breaking news, future looks bright type of deal for Sega. Bet you didn't see that curveball coming. All right. So, when I was on X last night, I noticed that there was this trailer, and it was talking about five Sega games, and I thought, what the hell? So I clicked on it, and oh my god, everybody's seen the Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer, and they basically lost their freaking mind, and they're like, oh my god, it was the best trailer I've ever seen, this and that, and voila, bing bang. This trailer that Sega released for the remastering of five games blew me absolutely away. Like, there's no words to actually describe this lineup. The lineup coming to consoles soon is Streets of Rage, Crazy Taxi, Jet Set Radio, Golden Axe, and another one that I can't remember off the top of my head. Anyway, these were basically like all the classics probably for like Dreamcast, Saturn, and, you know, Genesis, but besides the point. The point is they are coming hard with these five games. Like, it is absolutely unbelievable. If you have a chance to go check out this trailer, go check it out. I know there's a lot of people that I was working with last night at my second job. They were actually more hyped for this five pack than Grand Theft Auto. Like, it created that much of a buzz that I'm going to be interested to see a lot more talk about it. I haven't really checked any of my threads. Well, not thread. something totally different. On Facebook and on X to talk about these games when it comes to Sega. I have actually hopped on to a bunch of groups that talk about Sega, Dreamcast, Genesis, Saturn, just to be able to see what they say and kind of things that I've missed. So let me tell you, with me going out and enjoying the sunlight, frick man, there was a lot of things that I missed in the video game world when it comes to even Sega. Oh, it's incredible. I tell you. It's freaking incredible. Anyway, this is, I don't even know how to say it or why Sega wanted to do this. Is it going to be to the point where Sega's going to start developing a little bit more gaming and try getting into that line a little bit thicker? Because I know they're not going to basically go and create a new system, which I wish they would, but they probably won't. It would just be probably next generation. Oh, you guys, how about this? Okay, with Xbox planning to go cloud next console, could we see Sega going cloud? Would that be a little bit more feasible? I can guarantee you there would be a lot of people who would pick this up just for the gaming experience for Sega if they decided to put their games in the cloud. And yeah, I know that they would have to get some kind of console or something to play on, but that's not an issue. There's tons of things that you could actually do. My question is, could this be a future for Sega, putting all of their games in the cloud? I'll just let you kind of ponder about that because, you know, that's always a possibility for the cloud. All right, you guys, I'm going to let you go. Hopefully you were somewhat intrigued of the future of these games. And until next time, I will catch you later. If you have any questions or comments, tangentsgaming189@gmail.com, or if you head over to bio.link/tangentsgaming, it will give you a bunch of lists for ways to get a hold of me. But until the meantime, I'll catch you later.